Every year, at a ceremony at the White House, the American president pardons a turkey. Instead of becoming part of a Thanksgiving dinner in the United States, the bird's life is saved. Stories on the origins of the presidential turkey pardon are numerous. Some of these stories date back to the presidency of Abraham Lincoln during the U.S. Civil War. Edward Lengel is the chief historian of the White House Historical Association.
He had a son named Tad who joked with Abraham Lincoln about this pet turkey that he had who was strolling around the voting booths in 1864, and Abraham Lincoln asked him, "Why is he strutting around? Is he here to vote?"
The boy answered that his turkey could not vote because he was too young. Therefore, Lengel said, Abraham Lincoln pardoned his turkey and forgave him the possibility of being killed for the Thanksgiving table. Some people say a later president, Harry Truman, was the originator of the modern-day turkey pardon. But the Truman Library and Museum disputes this claim. According to the library's website, workers have found no evidence of Truman pardoning a turkey that he received as a gift in 1947 or at any other time during his presidency. Almost 20 years after Truman's presidency, President John F. Kennedy decided to spare a turkey brought to the White House for the Thanksgiving meal. He reportedly said, "No, I think I'll pardon this turkey and let it grow." Edward Lengel notes that Kennedy was the first president to give an official pardon.
We know that John F. Kennedy definitely began this tradition and has continued on and off ever since.
After 1981, the custom of sending the pardoned turkey to a farm became accepted practice during the presidency of Ronald Reagan. Even if the presidents pardon turkeys before Thanksgiving, they generally still eat a different turkey on the holiday. The bird cooked for the president's meal is bought with his own money and prepared according to his taste and that of his family. I'm John Russell.